Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Sally, your room looks like a mini art gallery.
Thanks. Actually, my dad drew most of the pictures.
Is that you with that cute dog?
No, that's my sister. I'm in the picture over there.
Oh, yes. With a book, as usual. And who's that girl in the striped T-shirt in the picture over your bed?
My mother, when she was 16. I drew it from an old photo of her.
Excellent. Did you draw any of the other pictures?
No, just that one.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Sally, your room looks like a mini art gallery.
Thanks. Actually, my dad drew most of the pictures.
Is that you with that cute dog?
No, that's my sister. I'm in the picture over there.
Oh, yes. With a book, as usual. And who's that girl in the striped T-shirt in the picture over your bed?
My mother, when she was 16. I drew it from an old photo of her.
Excellent. Did you draw any of the other pictures?
No, just that one.
Tekst drugi.
Ben, where did you put the scissors? I need to cut this plastic tape.
In my desk drawer, I think.
No, they aren't there.
Check in the pencil case, then.
I've already done that, but there are only some pens and pencils in there.
Maybe I threw them into the bin by accident when I was tidying up my desk.
Bingo, here they are. Ben, you must be more careful.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Ben, where did you put the scissors? I need to cut this plastic tape.
In my desk drawer, I think.
No, they aren't there.
Check in the pencil case, then.
I've already done that, but there are only some pens and pencils in there.
Maybe I threw them into the bin by accident when I was tidying up my desk.
Bingo. Here they are. Ben, you must be more careful.
Tekst trzeci.
Rick, what do we start with? Fruit or sandwiches? Mum gave us so much food. Oh, but we don't have anything to drink.
No problem. I can go and buy some water here. But give me a moment. We've just sat down.
Okay. The ticket inspector is nearly here. You can go after he checks our tickets.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Rick, what do we start with? Fruit or sandwiches? Mum gave us so much food. Oh, but we don't have anything to drink.
No problem. I can go and buy some water here. But give me a moment. We've just sat down.
Okay. The ticket inspector is nearly here. You can go after he checks our tickets.
Tekst czwarty.
Our guest today is Alice Nixon. When she was a kid, Alice loved to draw animals. When she grew up, she began to illustrate books. Later, she also started to write because she needed stories for her pictures. Soon, Alice's books became bestsellers. Her new idea is to direct an animated film based on her adventures in Australia.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Our guest today is Alice Nixon. When she was a kid, Alice loved to draw animals. When she grew up, she began to illustrate books. Later, she also started to write because she needed stories for her pictures. Soon, Alice's books became bestsellers. Her new idea is to direct an animated film based on her adventures in Australia.
Tekst piąty.
Hello, I'm Jill White. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm calling from the City Council. I only want to know what you think about our city parks. The interview will take a few minutes. The answers from people like you are very important to us. We are going to discuss them at a meeting of the City Planning Group next month. If you are busy right now, I can call you again later today.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, I'm Jill White. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm calling from the City Council. I only want to know what you think about our city parks. The interview will take a few minutes. The answers from people like you are very important to us. We are going to discuss them at a meeting of the City Planning Group next month. If you are busy right now, I can call you again later today.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Double Dare is a quiz show for pairs of students. To have a better chance of winning, I chose my partner for the show carefully. Derek knows all about history and geography, while I'm more into artistic subjects. At first, the questions were easy, but the last two were very hard. Anyway, we did well, and we won a big cash prize for our school.
Wypowiedź druga.
When our teacher asked, "Who wants to join the school team in the game show All Rounders?" I raised my hand immediately. I'm very good at athletics and at remembering facts. We played against a team from another school in our city. First, we had 10 questions on different topics, and we answered all of them. Then, in a physical fitness competition, we came first in climbing and running.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Quiz Kid looked easy when I watched it on television. I could answer all the questions, but it was different when I was in the studio. I sat opposite the presenter, feeling very alone. I did quite well at first, but when he asked me to name the longest river in Europe, I got really stressed and couldn't remember the answer. My game was over.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I waited a long time for my turn to go into the studio. Finally, they asked me to come in and to stand in front of the cameras. It all felt so unreal. I just don't know how I answered all those questions. But I did, and I won. The most difficult thing was that I couldn't tell anyone that I was the winner of the game before it was shown on TV.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Double Dare is a quiz show for pairs of students. To have a better chance of winning, I chose my partner for the show carefully. Derek knows all about history and geography, while I'm more into artistic subjects. At first, the questions were easy, but the last two were very hard. Anyway, we did well, and we won a big cash prize for our school.
Wypowiedź druga.
When our teacher asked, "Who wants to join the school team in the game show All Rounders?" I raised my hand immediately. I'm very good at athletics and at remembering facts. We played against a team from another school in our city. First, we had 10 questions on different topics, and we answered all of them. Then, in a physical fitness competition, we came first in climbing and running.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Quiz Kid looked easy when I watched it on television. I could answer all the questions, but it was different when I was in the studio. I sat opposite the presenter, feeling very alone. I did quite well at first, but when he asked me to name the longest river in Europe, I got really stressed and couldn't remember the answer. My game was over.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I waited a long time for my turn to go into the studio. Finally, they asked me to come in and to stand in front of the cameras. It all felt so unreal. I just don't know how I answered all those questions. But I did, and I won. The most difficult thing was that I couldn't tell anyone that I was the winner of the game before it was shown on TV.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
And now our next caller, Judy, will share an amazing story.
Last autumn, I was helping my mum plant a tree in the garden when we found a strange object in the ground. It looked like a plastic box, but when I picked it up, I saw it was a wooden box. When I showed it to my sister, Molly, she shouted, "It's our time capsule!" I was only 5 when we put it into the ground, so I completely forgot about it. But my sister is older than me, so she remembered it well. We opened our time capsule and saw my favourite book, Molly's ring with a gold star on it, and to my great surprise, a photo of my teddy bear. We had a good look at all those things, and we added a photo of the tree we were planting that day. We put the time capsule back into the ground and agreed to wait another 7 years and open it again. I'll be 20 years old then.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now our next caller, Judy, will share an amazing story.
Last autumn, I was helping my mum plant a tree in the garden when we found a strange object in the ground. It looked like a plastic box, but when I picked it up, I saw it was a wooden box. When I showed it to my sister, Molly, she shouted, "It's our time capsule!" I was only 5 when we put it into the ground, so I completely forgot about it. But my sister is older than me, so she remembered it well. We opened our time capsule and saw my favourite book, Molly's ring with a gold star on it, and to my great surprise, a photo of my teddy bear. We had a good look at all those things and we added a photo of the tree we were planting that day. We put the time capsule back into the ground and agreed to wait another 7 years and open it again. I'll be 20 years old then.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
How do you like my new jeans?
Wypowiedź druga.
I don't know what to wear to the theatre.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
How can I help you?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
You look beautiful in that dress.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
How do you like my new jeans?
Wypowiedź druga.
I don't know what to wear to the theatre.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
How can I help you?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
You look beautiful in that dress.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.